A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. Try to place yourself in the scene when Jesus was taken up into heaven. Think you're one of those disciples standing there and looking up. What's going on in your mind? What are you thinking? As I reflected on it, I thought some of the thoughts probably will be going in my mind is, where is he going? What about us? What are we supposed to do now? And that's why the angels appear to them and say, "Hey, get going. Why are you standing here? You have a mission. Jesus has given you something to do. And that's to be his witnesses. You are to be my witnesses to the whole world." We heard the word witnesses both in the first reading and in the gospel reading. This is Jesus' last words to us, not just to his disciples at that time, but we're called to be witnesses. We all been talking about and reading about, listening to the news about the events of the last few weeks, and especially the shooting this week in Uvalde, Texas. Those who died in Buffalo, the victims in Laguna Woods. And I think, at least for me, I felt like those disciples standing there and looking up to heaven. I felt like, you know, I'm paralyzed. What are we supposed to do? We keep talking about these things and they keep happening over and over and over. Like, God, aren't you going to do something? But also earlier in the first reading, when the disciples asked Jesus, "When are you going to bring about the kingdom of God?" And he told them, "You don't know when the time is not up for you to know, but you're called to be witnesses." They pointed to Jesus. Jesus pointed back to them. You are the ones going to do the work. And I think at times like this, we're pointing our finger to someone else, maybe to God, maybe to the, you know, politicians in Washington, D.C. or in Sacramento or somebody else. Well, why can't they fix this? Why can't they do something about it? But all of us feel we're not in control. We're like paralyzed. We're standing there watching and listening to what's going on till a week or so later, our lives, we move on and we forget all about it. It's not an easy problem to solve, obviously. There's not one solution. Yes, maybe we need more tougher gun laws. Yes, maybe we need more care for those with mental illnesses. There's different things that we can do. But I think the basic thing that us people of faith need to do is to be witnesses of Jesus Christ in this world. See, the more we take God out of this world, the more we take the dignity of human life, every human life, the more we don't have the compassion, the forgiveness, the, you know, kindness to one another, the more we don't respect one another to be patient and listen to one another. And just because someone disagrees with me, he or she are not the enemy. How are we witnessing to the presence of the Lord? And what do we expect the fruits of these actions to be? Just what we found, what we hear about, what just happened the last few weeks. Disrespect for life, despair, hopelessness, anger, selfishness. That's because we're not witnessing to Jesus. We're not making sure that what Jesus taught us is still what we do in this world, and that's how we live in this world. Maybe you're called to change gun laws. Great, go for it. But do it in a Christian way, in a charitable way, in a loving way. Maybe you're called for more care for mental illness. Good for you, go for it. But the one working for gun laws is not the enemy. He's our brother and sister. Each one of us are called to do certain things. But that doesn't make us the enemy because we're choosing to do one thing over the other. God needs all of us to work together. All of these are solutions that will help the problem. But unless we do it with Christian kindness and charity and love, like Jesus taught us, unless we have forgiveness and compassion and respect the dignity of every human life, then it's not going to work. It's not going to bear the fruits that we want. We have to become better witnesses. We have to discern how God is calling me to be a witness to Jesus Christ, who's risen from the dead and is heaven and one day will return. And the places where we learn about becoming witnesses, where we help our children to grow to be witnesses to Jesus Christ, where we teach them these values, is in our churches, in our parishes. This is our witness school. This is where we come to learn to become disciples of Jesus Christ and what that means and how we form more and more disciples as we're growing in our own discipleship. This is the place where we know that God is still with us. He didn't just leave us and go to heaven, but he sent us the Holy Spirit, the power of God, to dwell in us so we can make this world a better place. This is what the purpose of any parish, any church, Catholic or not, is to make disciples of Jesus Christ, witnessing by their actions and words what Jesus taught us, that love is stronger than any evil. You know, probably you heard it too. I heard people saying, well, these are evil men who committed these crimes. There is no evil man or woman. There is men and women who do evil things. But when we start labeling people as evil, then the solution is to get rid of them. No one is born evil. All of us are born, created in God's image, full of goodness. But things happen in life that lead us to turn to doing evil things. That's what we have to give witness to. And it starts right here. It starts with everyone. The answer is not there, but right here. We have to become better witnesses. We have to take our mission of being witnesses more seriously and be willing to share the time and talents that God has given us to make sure that we understand what witnessing is all about, that we're training our young people to become adult, mature witnesses. We have many needs here in our various ministries at Holy Family. You know, after COVID, a lot of things changed. And we need many people to step up and say, I'm willing to do this. Not because, you know, it makes me feel good or I don't have anything to do on this day of the week or that night of the week, but we have a greater responsibility, a greater mission to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. And the best witness we can do is by serving others, serving one another to become more and more like Jesus, to make sure our young people still know what's the message of Jesus Christ. People ask me, Father, when are we going to have the nursery for kids on Sunday? Well, whenever we have people willing to do it. When are we going to have children's dismissal for, you know, liturgy dismissal for children? When we have people can do it. We need catechists for our young children, for our teenagers, for confirmation, first communion. We need people to, you know, serve the, to be extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist, to take the Eucharist to the sick, to proclaim the word, to greet people, to help us to become more and more welcoming. And look, who are we not welcoming? Who are we excluding? And invite them, let them know that they're loved, cared for, and there is a place for them here at Holy Family. I can't do this by myself. We need your help. So I would like to ask you to do this between now and next Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, to pray about and discern how is God calling you to witness to his presence in the world, to his message of love. What are your gifts and talents? What are your time commitments? Are you, when you are able to share your time and talents with the rest of this community? And on Tuesday, a week from this coming Tuesday, June 7th, we're going to have a meeting at 7 o'clock. We're coming together, we pray together, and then the different ministries will share with you about their needs. So you can discern and to see how can you serve. How you can move from just standing there and looking for the solution to drop down from somewhere else, and that all of us become part of the solution. It is a complex problem. There is a lot of complex problems in our society. A lot of division, a lot of anger, a lot of hatred. But my friends, that's not cause for us to despair, to become hopeless. Again, God reminds us today that he has given us his power. Just think of it, the power of God through the Holy Spirit to transform this world, to make it a better world. All we have to do is take that first step, not let fear paralyze us, not be afraid because we can't tackle this problem, not doubting that what each one of us can contribute and can do, but to listen to the words of Christ and have faith in them. To trust that we have the power to transform this world. We have the power to conquer evil and violence. We have the power to make sure everyone, from our children to our seniors, feel safe and adult wherever they are. That's the promise of Christ if we become his witnesses.